insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the commentary points of Surah Al-Qasas, the 28th chapter of the Holy Quran. Brothers and sisters, as you were with us, we were discussing the contents of the 82nd verse. Let's listen to the verse once again, and we'll be back with our episode.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَأَصْبَحَ الَّذِينَ تَمَنَّوْا مَكَانَهُ بِالْأَمْسِ يَقُولُونَ وَيْكَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَقْدِرُ لَوْلَا أَمَّنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا لَخَسَفَ بِنَا وَيْكَأَنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ.
And those who had wished for his provision the previous day began to say, "Oh, how Allah extends his provision to whom he wills of his servants and restricts it."
So this instructive lesson that we can take from this verse, dear listeners, is that sometimes our supplications are not responded to. We feel that they are not accepted or they are not answered, although these terms are different, I mean, accepting and answering. But anyway, sometimes we feel that such a thing is happening, yet in reality, the fact that our supplication is not being answered to or not being accepted from our perspective is the very bounty from the Almighty Allah. And this verse is exactly talking about this aspect of supplication. The very people who were wishing for the treasures and the state of Qarun yesterday, يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ قَارُونَ, but today they say, لَوْلَا أَن مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا لَخَسَفَ بِنَا. We know that the Almighty Allah has sent us a blessing, and He did not allow us to be swallowed up by the earth. So we said that this pride, which is originating from having this amount of money and wealth, this kind of pride does not allow man to hearken the advice of godly advisors, of these golden statements and these benevolent actually advices. But there are some people with qualities of Qarun, who have built the foundation of their castles of cruelty upon the ruined houses of the oppressed. There are some people that are doing it, and the situation of the world will be in the same form unless the oppressed people of the world unite and send them, like Qarun, to the depth of the ground. And those oppressors drink wine, they laugh joyfully, while these oppressed people must always be sad and do weep. And of course, it must be considered from what was mentioned that Islam has an absolute negative position in the face of wealth and actually opposes it. But what Islam actually opposes is this gathering of wealth and not being able, not being actually basir, not having insight to give this money and wealth in charity or in zakat to the others. And of course, it must not be considered that Islam is facing a negative position in the face of wealth. So this kind of wealth that we mentioned, of course, Islam considers it as an absolute negative aspect. But this wealth, on an absolute terms, this is not the fact. This is not something that Islam opposes. It must not be understood that Islam admires the poor, invites Muslims to poverty, or takes it as a means for reaching the spiritual accomplishments. No. On the contrary, Islam emphasizes on wealth as an effective means, and we have many instances of it in the surahs of the Holy Quran.
لولا أن من الله علينا لخسف بنا وكأن
So, dear listeners, continuing where we left off regarding this verse, we said that Islam is not opposing an absolute negative position in the face of wealth or opposing it. Islam does not admire poor, it does not invite Muslims to poverty. But on the contrary, Islam emphasizes on wealth, but using this wealth as an effective means. Just like in Surah Baqarah, where wealth has been rendered into khayr and goodness. This is how Quran mentions. And Imam Baqir alayhi salam has said, the world is a good help for obtaining the hereafter. So this verse under discussion, which reproached the proud rich Qarun and his severe punishment was mentioned. This verse is an expressive evidence for this subject. But Islam approves a wealth by which the abode of hereafter can be sought, as the learned man of the children of Israel told Qarun in the very beginning, and seek by means of what Allah has given you, the abode of hereafter. You may remember in the previous episode we discussed this verse, but he did not listen. Thank you for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see. All the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.